Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Epic Battle Royale happening today, about 9:45.
We'll be joined by
V Hale's coming on to get humiliated again.
I better get ready.
Glutton for punishment. How do you get ready for the Epic Battle Royale, Vinny?
I don't actually. I felt like I had to say that, but
no prep involved. No. You don't have to do a damn thing. You just answer the questions before V. That's how you win.
Well, the bummer is that there have been a few questions where after the fact I went, that's embarrassing that neither of us got that. That's worse than the fact that I beat her. Is that neither of us got that answer. Wow.
Well, the thing is, you're under pressure. It's hard to...
Oh, thank you. You're nice. You're very
nice. I think it's definitely true. When you're under... someone says, here's the question, answer it first. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and then you're...
Right.
Like, I'll give you that. I mean, honestly, it's... Well, I don't want to say the questions aren't hard, but they're...
What are you looking at, Vin?
It's pressure.
I'm listening closely for her to say dummy under her breath, but I haven't heard it yet. But I expect it any second now. She's going to say idiot.
No,
you're doing fine, idiot. No, it's great job. You're not dumb at all.
Vinny, you've won every single game. You're doing great.
All right.
Anyway, find out if V Hale can finally win a game. She can. Against Vinny today at 9:45 here on The Alice. The Radio Alice Report. Ooh, that is...
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Floorcraft. Save up to $1,000 on the Claws and Paws flooring sale at Floorcraft Carpet One, San Francisco. Refresh your floors, kitchen, and bath, and save. Visit floorcrafthome.com for details. We begin in Japan, everyone.
Okay, what's going on?
We are 2 months away from the Summer Olympics.
And I'm sure everything will go off without a hitch.
Mm-hmm.
The IOC, the International Olympic Committee, reassured the people of Japan, who are extremely anxious about the whole world descending upon their island nation. Let's see here. They say the IOC is saying the Tokyo Olympics will be safe for the athletes as well as the host community. There's a lot of opposition and a lot of calls for cancellation. But of course, there's billions of dollars invested, not only from the country of Japan, but just in general, athletes around the world have been prepping for this, not only leading up to last year's date, but then the cancellation has left them all in, I got to stay in some sort of shape for this thing.
I just pushed my goal back by a year.
This is my thing. This is my chance.
I'm not going to be this young forever.
I'm a record breaker. So anyway, it looks like Japan is still set for the games to begin on July 23rd. Again, just about 2 months away. We should be watching the Olympic Games from Japan. Now, to their... one of the things the Olympic Committee is saying, and I don't disagree, is that sports have kind of been able to go off. Like, you know, the NFL season happened. No one had expected it to, and they just did it right in the face of it all, and it actually went.
Screw you, it's on.
Yeah, and same with baseballs being played. And
sure. There have been hiccups. I mean, there have definitely been people who've tested positive and people who got it, and games that were canceled or rescheduled. But for the most part, they pulled it off.
Yeah, and I, for one, was very grateful to have a football season last season, and I'm glad they did, because I would have been... If someone said, what's your vote? I'd say, just cancel it. I don't want to risk anybody's health.
Right, no, of course.
I know they're risking their life just being out there, but, you know, all right, we'll just cancel. Then they did it, and it turned out great.
It was fine. Everything's fine.
Go USA!
USA.
As we, you know, hope to watch. I love Summer Olympics. I love the track and field stuff. Yeah. I just absolutely love it. Anyway, July 23rd, everybody. All right. Oh, and real quick, the Warriors play the Lakers tonight at 7 p.m. It's the play-in game for the NBA playoffs.
And
go Warriors. That's going to be must-watch TV. 7 o'clock tonight.
I'll be in bed.
Oh.
I'll wake up in the morning. And
hold on a minute.
Yes?
You're really in bed at 7?
7:30. But I'm getting my ass together for the next day. By 7 o'clock, there's no more excitement for me.
Well, I understand that part, and I try to dial it back, except the kids foil my calm every time.
Yeah.
And that's sort of their job, I guess. But I'm surprised you're
children
with the lack of having to drive anywhere. I'm surprised you're not going like an hour, you know, later than normal.
No, I go to bed a half hour later than normal. I used to go to bed at 7. I get up a half hour later now, and I go to bed a half hour later.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
It's great. It's nice. You know, okay. I like to get 8 hours. I want to, and it takes me a while to fall asleep. So I, you know, I read my book real calm, like, and
all right,
all snuggled in.
Cozy. Okay.
All cozy. I like to
and
be
it's
cozy.
Daylight out still.
Well, I have blackout shades.
Ah, got it. Listen, as we've just got done talking about the Summer Olympics, you know, summer happened last year despite the Olympics being postponed and most of us hiding in our houses.
Yeah.
But this year,
oh boy.
People expect to make up for everything in one summer.
Let's
they're not do this. We already talked about the dating apps and the summer of boning or whatever you want to call it.
Love. <It's,
laughs> right, love, right. That's what it is.
Let's go crazy.
3/4 of Americans say we plan to do way more than ever this summer.
Oh, going crazy.
Mm-hmm. We're going to swim. We're going to walk. We're going to run. We're going to play group sports. We're going to ride our bikes. They plan on spending a full extra week outside this summer compared to last year. I expect to do even more than that.
Oh, like, hell yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yep. Go everywhere. I'm going to go to restaurants. It's going to... I'm going to drink at bars, have picnics.
Wow.
Go to the beach. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. No, I got an RV.
I know. I can't believe you got an RV.
I didn't get one. By the way, I should say I rented an RV. I didn't
Do you think if you like it, you'll get an RV?
I don't think I'm going to like it. I mean, I'm going into it with an open mind, and I hope I like
it. Good attitude.
But you know, my road trips as a kid weren't fun.
Mm.
I didn't like them, and I don't know that my kids are going to like them either. They may feel like.
Well, don't tell them they're not going to like them. They might love it.
Well, I hope they do, and I'm going to provide them all the opportunity in the world to like it. An RV is a great start. We went on trips in the station wagon.
Right.
My dad could reach me from where he was driving. If you know what I mean.
All the way to the back.
So the point is, hopefully they love it. And if they love it, then I'm sure I'll like it. But if it's a bunch of tears and a bunch of bitching and moaning.
Are we there yet?
Ugh.
Are we there yet?
How's that supposed to be fun?
Yeah. Just stop and let them stretch their legs. Find a petting zoo. They're everywhere.
Orlando, by the way, is the number one destination this summer.
Oh, like
Orlando,
we're going to
Florida.
Disney World.
Oh, yeah. And what's the other one? Universal Studios
Universal
is right there,
is
too,
great.
Right?
Yep.
Honolulu comes in second. New Orleans. What?
Oh, right. People love New Orleans. The Big Easy. Yeah, walk around
in
with
the
your drink.
Summer?
Walk outside. I guess. I don't know. Let's go where it's hot. We can take all our clothes off and throw iced drinks on ourselves.
All right. Austin, Atlanta, Salt Lake City, Tulsa, Oklahoma, L.A., Oklahoma
Tulsa.
City, and Little Rock, Arkansas all top the list of summertime trips. I'm guessing those are just road trips there in the South where people are like, yeah, we're in the sticks and we're headed to Little Rock. That's the big happening town.
Right, okay.
Yes. Yikes. Doesn't
Honolulu
seem sounds worth it to me, but what do I know of Little Rock? In fact, isn't Marcus
Marcus
is a Little Rock
Little
guy,
Rock,
right?
Yep.
I think he was born
there.
Yeah.
Or something.
They love it there. But they're Louisiana people too. Like, don't they? He's like, I want to move to New Orleans.
Yeah, that's his next stop.
Yeah.
Oh, is he officially doing that?
He's been saying that. Yeah,
people can say
it.
Stuff though. I don't know. I think he'd like to. I don't know if he's.
No, I mean he was planning on it. Like he had a plan to go.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
he
could we'll miss you,
fully
Marcus.
Do a morning show down there and kick butt.
Oh yeah, he's great.
Yep. All right, this next one's weird. Do you have a type? Have you dated a lot of Irish curly-haired guys that play guitar?
No, John's the only one. I don't know if I have a type. I do definitely like. Skinny, emaciated, gaunt-looking rock stars.
Emaciated.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like a rock star.
That's why you like Loki.
Type.
I get it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love Loki.
Mm. Loki of all the people.
He's so weird looking.
Yeah.
I love Taylor Swift t-shirt. Hello. You
Tom
Barney.
Austin.
It'll be easy to change those letters.
Whatever. Anyway, a 21-year-old guy on Reddit needs advice after he refused to be the best man at his twin brother's wedding.
Why?
Because the bride is his ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
Oh. So
it's confusing, I know. Here's the story. He'd been dating a girl for 2 years in high school. They were high school sweethearts, and he left for college. And that was the breakup. He was like, I'm going away to school. I love you, but I have to build my life.
I'm going to do this.
I'm going to college. His twin brother, though, did not go away to college and stayed home. So while the first brother who'd had the girlfriend who went off to college was away, the other brother moved right in.
Yeah. And the girl
once he was
like,
gone,
yeah, I mean,
the brother started dating the same girl.
Yeah.
They didn't tell him for 6 months.
Well, of course they didn't. That's a hard thing to bring up. Like, she's just likes the look, brother. It's, and I got a better personality than you, as she's finding out.
That's the thing that's trippy about people with types. Yeah. It's not so much that you shouldn't have a type, but it is weird that a type, regardless of personality or who they are, ends up filling the next slot in your dating life. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't. You like black guys, but it's just, is that all on the list?
Right.
You know,
you'd meet someone that, you know, you just happen to think their sense of humor would
click with, and it would be whoever.
But there
that
are
is.
People who look for a specific type.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know a dude who only dated Asian girls. I don't know what that
wouldn't
was.
Wouldn't even consider a chick who wasn't Asian.
Just Asian girls. That's it. Hmm. So I do know people have, but the same identical looking, the brother of your. Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's a type narrowed down to two available.
It's so creepy.
She's on the second one. I hope everything goes well with this. So now the first twin who dated her first won't be in the wedding.
He won't be in the wedding. He was angry and he still is. And he said, look.
He needs to get over it.
The original rule when he finally found out about this was, all right, fine. You're dating that girl. Just as long as we don't have to all hang out together, it's fine. Like, I won't see her. I won't see you two together. Now that they're getting married, he's like, what choice, you're putting me in a really bad spot here.
Yeah. Well, listen, you buck up, Buttercup, and you go to your brother's wedding and you be a man about it. You're going to meet someone else. This wasn't the girl for you. She was the girl for your brother who looks exactly like you. So that you used to date. So you got to just swallow all that and you got to go to the wedding. Put your love of your brother over this whole thing. Bros,
the second
hoes,
brother. If you were the mom of these two brothers, and you're looking at the second,
I left a while ago. I can't be in this fight.
But you wouldn't have said to the second brother, "Dude, she was with your bro, and now she's with you, and you two look exactly alike."
But
it's
they're
creepy.
In love. It
but
is creepy.
Other
I agree.
You can
but
date
they're in
other
love.
There's a whole world of women out there. Date
but this
someone
is the
else.
Girl for me. This is the girl. See, these two brothers have the same type too, and it's that girl. So. It's, you know, he's your twin brother. Suck it
good
up.
Good point. I didn't think of it that way. That but she's sure. just one.
Just
anyway.
Suck it up. Go to the brothers. Go to the wedding. Try to have a sense of humor about this. Now that everybody on Reddit knows about it, it's hilarious. You can laugh about it. Yes.
I wonder what his approach was like.
What do you mean, the brother?
Yeah, the brother.
I bet you the girl went to him and said, listen.
Or he just comes home one day and says, hey, honey, I'm home. From college.
Oh my
for
God.
A second.
Oh, you like he tricked her into dating him?
Because they're identical twins, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's so creepy.
It's creepy, weird, but don't give up your twin brother over it.
How can you not?
You just suck it up. You be an adult and realize you're going to have a long life with other people in it. You decided to break up with this girl and your brother scooped her up just because you guys look alike. It's weird. I agree, but are you going to give up your brother over that?
I'll ask my brother-in-law. He's a twin. If something happened like this to him.
Yeah. Let's get
they're
his take
identical
on this.
Too.
Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic.
Wait a minute. What?
Yeah, my brother-in-law, he's a twin. Identical.
So if he broke up with your sister.
Yeah.
And then the other brother was like, I'll take you. And she's
him.
Like, well, you're just like the other guy.
No, they're a little different, but I want to see what
yeah,
would happen.
Yeah, see what would happen.
Yeah.
See what would happen.
It's not good.
No.
I mean, maybe I'm...
No, it's definitely weird, but it, look, he has to make a decision. Are you going to give up your twin brother, or are you going to just move on with your... I mean,
and
move
twins
on.
Have that bond, though.
Right.
So, I think...
Not that good of a bond.
I guess
dating
not.
Dating the...
That's what I'm saying. Girlfriend. It's maybe I'm coming off as the childish one, but I'd be like, dude, you could have dated any girl in the world and you went with the one that I used to go with.
I'm in love with her.
Well, don't be a loser and unlove her.
No, I love her. I can't change her. I can't change feeling. Jesus. Heart wants what it wants.
No, it doesn't.
He ever does.
One last thing, real quick.
I wonder who pursued who, though.
The girl. The girl went after him. Like, you're just as good. You're better. Mm. I always wanted you more anyway.
I have to believe that that's probably the case.
Yeah. Just to make...
That the girl was
the
open to it.
Jealous. And,
but you know what? Maybe that brother was... Maybe it's the brother that loved the girl the whole time and was like, oh, she should be with me. She would like me best. And as
what,
soon
you
as
guys
the bro
broke
moved
up?
Out...
Oh, well, that's terrible news, huh?
Uh-huh. Maybe that's it. I don't know what those two guys are like.
Yeah. It was weird, but you got that. The decision here is: do you give up the relationship you have with your brother? Just go be in the wedding. Be a good
Maybe
sport
we
about
just
it.
Go
it's a
to
joke.
The wedding
Family
and
joke.
Ask all these questions.
Yeah,
you know,
thousand questions.
Gardens started popping up a lot over the last year. People have been planting gardens.
No, you have time. Mm-hmm. We're at
Where
our
are
house
the top
already.
10 fruits and vegetables people have been growing this year. Tomatoes, number one.
Yeah, I gave up on tomatoes this year.
Tomatoes are pretty wormy and pretty hard to get right.
They're heartbreakers is what they are. It's just too cold here at night to really get a good tomato.
Cucumbers, peppers, lettuce, green beans, zucchini, carrots, squash, strawberries, and potatoes.
Mm. Strawberries is my main crop this year. I just planted 1,000 strawberry plants. I'm like, you know what? I like strawberries. And you know what grows great in my yard? Strawberries. That's what
strawberries are good. Yesterday was the first time I got strawberries from Whole Foods yesterday, and they were fist-sized. Mm-hmm. They were gigantic.
God, I love
Even my
those
kids,
ones.
When I brought them home and put them on the counter, they're like,
"Right,
those are
a
huge!
A strawberry that takes 5 bites is the strawberry you want.
Yep.
Mm. Oh, I don't know what GMO thing is happening there, but keep it coming.
Chop them up, Dad. Let's eat. And I was right into it.
Yep.
Rinsing and chopping. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 925 says, it's hard to feel bad for Chrissy Teigen when she's led the charge on cancel culture on Twitter and elsewhere. People in glass houses.
Yeah, I don't feel bad for her at all. I do like her cookbook, though.
He does not need to get over it, Sarah. Bros
sure
before hoes both ways and one violated before the other. I consider the sort of person who would get with, oh, geez.
Look, love.
Sorry.
You can't
it
stop
just
it.
Goes right away.
Yeah. You don't have to take my advice. I'm just saying, you know, that's what I'd tell my son.
Someone else, it literally just hopped in.
Oh, someone
else? The end
of
that text. Yeah.
Oh, you hopped got it? Oh, okay, else. Thank you.
I don't know why it lagged behind.
I'm looking at it going, nope, the second part's not even there. That's too bad. Yeah. All right. It's in the ethers.
Yeah. It just randomly popped in.
My husband is an identical twin, and he and his brother have completely opposite taste in women. There's no possible way I would ever date him. All right. Well, that's the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to say that.
Sure.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Lil Jon gets an HGTV show.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.